Bon, ben, bonsoir tout le monde. Merci d'avoir été venu à la rencontre de ce soir, le 6 février 2023. So, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to the public meeting today on the 6th of February 2023. Je vais commencer avec l'agenda, ou l'ordre du jour, en fait. Il y a une erreur qui s'est glissée sur l'ordre du jour. Sous le numéro 8A, ce qui était sur l'agenda qui a été envoyé au public indiquait qu'il y avait un avis de motion puis un règlement 2023-008 pour permettre la circulation des véhicules en route sur certains chemins municipaux et privés. Ce n'est pas le cas. C'est une erreur qui a été mise dans l'agenda. À sa place, ça va être...
Engagement financier.
C'est ça. Engagement financier, village des aînés de la vallée de Gatineau. So, on the agenda that was sent out on Friday, there was an item number 8A that spoke of notice of motion bylaws 2023-008 to allow the circulation of off-road vehicles on certain municipal and private roads. There was an error, and it's been actually taken off, replaced by commitment to a financial support, Village des Aînés de la Vallée de Gatineau. The other thing that's on the agenda, there's one addition tonight under 8D, and it has to do with the expenses... because of the pumping station in Venosta that we want to be able to pass a resolution to support the expenses to be repair.
Well, it wasn't a pump station, it was a water main.
Right? Well, a water line, yeah. Fait que 8D, c'est pour le bris d'aqueduc à Venosta. C'est pour entamer des sous, des argents pour les réparations qu'il a dû avoir aujourd'hui. Fait que c'est ça.
Is there any possibility that you can be a little bit more clear, a little bit more louder?
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 Yeah.
Turn the volume up.
It's over there. It's not here. Est-ce que le l'amplificateur peut être... Il est au bout? Il est au max?
Is the speaker working?
Yes.
Yes,
it
is.
Working, but your voice is very soft. With that microphone, I've always felt like you have to be talking right into it in order to be prepared to go through.
Yeah, I can only... Yeah, I'll try my best.
That's better.
Okay. So we'll start with... we'll start with the first period. On va proposer, puis appuyer l'ordre du jour.
Je vais le proposer.
La seconde.
Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Si. Donc là, on va aller première période de questions. So we'll start with the first question period. Now, I just want to point out that all persons asking questions need to identify themselves. And... well, according to the bylaw, you have 3 minutes for each question. Donc, pour la période de questions, on demande aux gens, ceux qui vont poser des questions, qui s'identifient comme il faut, parce que prenez en compte que la rencontre est enregistrée. Et puis, vous avez 3 minutes par question. Oui.
I'm Francesca Narowski, and I'm a taxpaying citizen of this municipality. I was also the former DG. I wonder how it is that you justify a 121% increase in our garbage taxes when we had a perfectly serviceable agreement with a neighboring municipality that kept our garbage costs at a fairly reasonable rate compared to what we are now. So at the time, I believe we were paying around, let's say between $130,000 and $150,000 a year, and now we're paying $525,000. How do you justify that You know, my taxes are going to go up. That's just me. And I have a job. I work. But there are lots of people up here, and I'm well paid, lots of people up here who are on fixed incomes, whatever it happens to be. It represents the 20% increase, 121% for garbage, and 20% increase for taxes is absolutely unacceptable, and it's shameful, frankly. And it's also, not only are we a pariah up here, but we're now a laughing stock.
I disagree with your opinion as far as 20% increase.
It's not an opinion.
No, it's not.
It's a fact.
No,
I'm sorry. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. Our budget's gone from $2 million to $3.4
million.
No, 5 years.
Non, c'est pas ça.
C'est,
well, first of all, the mill rate is 0.4535 per $100 evaluation.
We should have dropped that way more than that.
And the added to that is 0.112, which is the MRC quote PAL, which brings it up to 0.5655 per $100 evaluation. This is actually 34% lower than last year. Yes, there's increase in garbage. We don't have control over that.
Yes,
no, you don't.
You're writing it and then putting the blame off.
Excuse me?
You're writing the evaluation increase and blaming the MRC for that. Yeah, great. Okay, yeah, look at us. We lowered the mill rate, but we're still going to charge
no.
We're going to increase the budget by 14%.
That's not a question. I'd like a question, please.
Well, we need to answer Francesca's question.
Well, it's just, I just did. As far as
garbage, Carol.
As far as garbage is concerned, yes, it doubled.
More than doubled.
Let me finish. But it's not because of, it's just like everything else, gas has gone up, everything's gone up, salaries have gone up, and yes.
Maybe yours, but not mine.
I'm talking about the contractor, not us.
You had a good deal with them home, and you lost it.
We didn't lose it, they didn't want it.
Yeah, because you couldn't get along with them.
I won't go into the logistics of what happened in the past.
Carol?
It doesn't.
Madame Lamérez, the fact is, I'm sorry, but your explanation is unsatisfactory to me. We're a small municipality. It's as obvious as the nose on my face that we need to have partnerships with other municipalities in order to be able to afford the kind of services that we want, such as garbage and whatever it is. The writing was on the wall 7 years ago. We knew that the costs for garbage would be unsustainable. And this is what we're facing now. And because of poor, what I consider poor decision making on the part of council, we are now faced with this huge increase just in garbage costs. Never mind anything else. So you're telling me that the mill rate went down, yet my taxes are still going up 20%. So
100%.
How do you explain that?
Everything else went up as well. The SQ went up. Everything else went up as well. So you're saying that we have control over the Sûreté du Québec?
Well,
no, we don't.
What is the increase? Tell me what
the increase
is for Sûreté du Québec.
Excuse me?
What was the increase for Sûreté du Québec?
Sûreté du Québec went, I don't have the exact number it went up from, but you're getting $98 a fixed amount.
Pardon me?
$98 as a fixed amount. Mr. O'Connor, I would ask you to please refrain yourself from your comments, otherwise I'll ask you to leave. If you have a question, ask it. I'm talking to Mrs. Narofsky right now.
You can call me Francesca, but thank you. But the point is I just want to know, last year how much were police services and what are they this year, please? So they went up $8,000.
Yeah, $8,000.
The MRC was 26%.
Was it 26% for the MRC, and how did they justify that?
They didn't. We sent resolutions, we had a meeting with them, we contested the evaluation role. All we got out of them was a meeting explaining to us how did the process work for evaluation.
Okay, so did our budget go from, what was our operating budget last year?
2.7.
Yep.
Okay, and this year it's?
3.4.
So it goes up $500,000, and that $500,000 is what? It's only $63,000.
The MRC is about 9%. then the diesel fuel, salary increases for the employees, not the council, the employees. We're talking about a garbage truck. We can't find men that drive the plow trucks as we only pay $21 an hour. O'Connor pays 30, so does Robert Thompson. Kaz, you start at $24 an hour. So we bought a truck at $380,000 that we couldn't get for at least 18 months.
The truck for what? Sorry.
For garbage?
If we had a bomber.
Hypothetically, we're just talking here, just numbers. We would have to hire some men, so that's where the cost is. So the garbage contract, although I agree, is way too expensive, but that's where the increases are. Fuel, salary, the MRC, completely out of control.
But why are we the only municipality with a 20% increase? I mean, this is unheard of. I've never seen it in all the time that I've been up here.
You're 100% correct.
One municipality with a 20% increase. Tell me that we have nothing to be embarrassed about. It's embarrassing.
No, Francesca, you're 100% right.
It's embarrassing. Well, this is on your shoulders. Well, I don't care if you didn't
vote for it. How do I control you? You just said you were the director general. You sat in that office. Me and you talked about that for years.
Yeah, well.
Did you ever control the MRC? When Pierre Odo came down here or Michelle Merlo came down here, did you control the MRC?
No,
you voted not. Against stuff. Did they care about you, Morris? They didn't. Same with her.
Yep.
They decided that this South Question was going to be...
I have voted against
I know you did, but sure. Did it change anything? Did the outcome
which,
change?
That lady there never voted against them.
Morris, you know what? I'm going to... As much as it pains me to agree with you, you're right. But that's unfortunately out of my control. That increase, we fought that. All we got out of them was a meeting. It is what it is, and just pay and...
Can you not vote against them?
We did. That's why we voted against the Rian budget.
Pardon?
We voted against the Rian budget.
We also sent a resolution saying we were unhappy with the MRC.
Yeah, we were asking for a revision of the cut balls of the budget. We were asking for a revision of the role. We opposed the role. It came in here and it came out there.
Yeah, but the role increased.
The role, it helped you.
Yeah.
It did help, but it was too much.
The evaluations helped you.
Okay.
Your mill rate is so low, but the point is that your mill rate... Based on that, but then you're just increasing everything because your expenses are way too high.
The problem with the role, Michelle, is that it was too much. Like, there's people on the river that their houses, they doubled.
I understand that, but that's not hurting the municipality.
It is. Okay.
No, I disagree with you. It's helping the municipality. It's bringing you in more money.
Yeah, it just means that you're getting more cash.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there another question?
That would be passed on to the taxpayer. But in this case, what's happening is you're getting more cash, but you're also increasing expenses to such an extent that it's creating the 20% increase.
You bought gas for your car lately, I assume you know what fuel costs?
I know.
Every time that red plow truck goes by your place, that's $600 of fuel. Every time that grader goes on the road, it's $1,200 of fuel. So you can imagine how much fuel they burn just public works. You work at the gas station in Cass, you know what diesel fuel's worth, Morris? Just the fuel alone was 150% of the budget. It was 100,000 of fuel. We're at 250,000.
Okay, no, that's enough.
Don't point me out, okay?
Wow.
Let's just...
But what are other municipalities doing?
Answer questions?
We got 150 kilometers of roads here, you know that. We compare ourselves with Cass all the time, all right? Cass always compares to their right there. Cass has 80 kilometers. They have half the expenses to keep the roads in shape as we do, just in maintenance. I'm talking grader, plowing, no repairs. So right out of the gate, we got that strike against us because we have double the roads. Then home, they have 78 kilometers. We have 150 here. The fuel cost alone, the contractor that plows at the back end, he's paying that fuel the same as ours. It's all that combined.
The other thing is the expenses that we could control, the increase was 1.6%.
1.6% is what we went and got. What we had control over was 1.6%.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, like the MRC increases, the SQ increases, the FIAM increases, the stuff we can't control.
Insurance,
right?
That's
a good thing.
So I mean, our own expenses is 1.6% with the price of fuel and everything else. At 1.6%, I think we're pretty low.
But
there's no way to.
What I'm hearing then is that you're the only municipality in the whole MRC here and next door, they cut in, that's got a 20% increase. I don't know of any other in all of Quebec, as far as I know.
20% is not making any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, you're at 19.7%.
No. Maureen just said that what we can control, our budget, is 1.6%
increase.
Increase. So you can't tell me that, let's say, 19 or 18 point whatever percent is just due to garbage. It's not.
Well, it's a big...
It's not making sense.
If we're talking about $500,000 increase in your budget this year, garbage constitutes, what, $300,000? It's really not that difficult to come up with another $200,000 in expenses somewhere. But anyway, all I'm saying is that the total tax increase this year, it is, we're being taxed 19.7% more than the previous year. No other municipality in Quebec, I don't think, has got this. It's laughable. It really is. And while I absolutely understand that Lowe has its own challenges and lots of roads and this, that, and the other thing, I mean, something has just run amok. And it's anyway, it's unsustainable. And what I'm afraid of is this is now this year, what's going to happen next year? Frankly, I've lost faith, and I'm sorry to say it, but it's true.
What Mr. Robert was talking about getting our own garbage truck is what we're looking into. And even if it depends on if we do find one and if it's at a reasonable rate and we can afford it, the contract that we have right now can be rescinded or canceled at any time. So, and as he mentioned at a previous meeting, and I remember you mentioning that, saying that to order a truck, if we were to buy it brand new, it takes 18 months before it gets delivered.
Just for the chassis, the backlog of Freightliner International is 18 months, just the backlog.
So that's it. So if we're lucky enough to get something that has partially used, I don't know if that's a possibility, but we have to look into it. And exactly make our plans for next year.
Thank you, anyway. Thank you.
Michelle Lowe-Wakeling, resident of Lowe. As far as the garbage contract, you were saying you could step out of it without paying penalties?
Yeah. Well, without paying penalties, exactly. Yeah, it's in the civil code.
Contract, so based on the Code Civil du Québec, you can terminate it within an amount of time.
Okay, and it's at the moment it's a 3-year contract. Is that
That's correct?
Correct. And does that contract include the 4 large object pickups during the year, or are we going to pay separate for that?
That's included.
It's included.
It's included.
Three.
Included?
Three. It's three.
Oh, there's only 3.
Yes,
there's
correct.
Three. Okay, I'll change that. Okay.
So does that go for any kind of a contract that it can be voided?
Madame Martineau, Monsieur Jean Legault pose une question.
Mais il y a une clause dans notre contrat pour ça. S'il n'y a pas de clause dans le contrat se résilie pas de même. Le contrat de garbage, une clause de résiliation.
Oui, il y avait une clause dedans.
Toi, t'en as pas dedans. Comme ton contrat de neige, je ne vais pas te l'enlever, je demande.
Oui, mais c'est ça.
Mais les garbage, j'ai une clause de résiliation.
Mais c'est inclus au Code civil qu'un contrat de service, qu'il y ait des clauses ou pas, on peut mettre fin au contrat suite à des ententes, des choses comme ça. Là, c'est prévu.
Oui, suite à des ententes, c'est ça. Mais lui, il y a une clause de résiliation. Parce que toi, tu n'as pas dans le tien.
Bon, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions?
What's the 235? Sorry.
No, that's what I was going to.
I apologize.
You go ahead, Michelle.
Please, I apologize. Go ahead.
No. My question, the loan, $235,000.
That's just tonight is just a. C'est un avis de motion.
I
it's a notice
that,
of motion.
Can you not discuss
yes, it is. It's an umbrella loan bylaw. And what it does is if, for instance, if we need something that's absolutely necessary, we can borrow off it, but it has to be with a resolution. Any amount that's borrowed from the bylaw has to pass a resolution by council to be able to ask for that expense or pay for.
Give a bit more detail than that, though.
Where
is
the $235,000 coming from? A loan from the bank? A loan from your line of credit? Or is it $235,000 that's been set aside as a working fund?
No, it's a borrowing bylaw.
It's a borrowing bylaw.
Borrowing bylaw, the government goes to tender fee to get the best rate on a loan. And that is for grant money that we got for parts, one here, one at the 400. And that's what a portion of that borrowing bylaw is our portion to get the grant.
But it's not, it's
but
not
it's an umbrella grant, so it, there's a vehicle for the inspector and that, there's money for the waterworks. It's an umbrella.
You have that money in hand now?
Nope.
No.
It would be a borrowing.
This is just a notice of motion tonight, there's no adoption tonight. It's just a deposit of the bylaw.
I understand the motion, but what I'm wondering is, do you have a fund of $235,000 set aside, and that as you need some money from that, you will pass a resolution to remove some of that?
Exactly.
We are not.
So you have that.
We don't have that now.
Borrowing until we need it.
Yeah.
So if our portion of the grant was $10,000, we would be able to go to that borrowing bylaw and get the $10,000 that we would need.
But we'd have to pass a resolution.
Yes, with the resolution.
Yeah, everything has to pass a resolution.
Yeah.
So it is actually borrowing money that you do not have at the moment.
That's right.
Well, no, it's for projects, the park, the vehicle.
It doesn't matter what it's for, I'm just saying.
Well, it's also.
Have the money now.
And it gives us capacity to borrow when we need it.
Yes.
And we're not saying we're gonna use the $235,000.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have another question, anybody?
Well, just on top of yours, so if I understand you correctly, there is, you don't have, there are no savings or working funds or anything like that anywhere that you could take the money from to put, for example, to put up your portion of the 15 grand, let's say, for a grant or whatever it is. We don't have any savings anywhere. There's no surplus.
No, there's surplus.
There is.
There's savings.
Where's, what, how much?
$350,000 free surplus?
Can I have that?
And free surplus?
That's a surplus.
Okay, and what do we have any working fund?
Working
how
fund is
how much debt do we have?
We're not into, I don't have all those numbers right off the top of my head.
The only thing on the
Francesca.
Working fund left, I think, is the fire truck there that will rescue those about 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's one more year.
That you're
on
paying
it.
Back, is that it?
Yeah, the rescue that was bought and used were there. That's all that's left on the working fund. And what, the amount, how much was it? 114,
year,
I think, or 150? Yeah. 140? 140? The working fund?
174,
que vous repayez dans le truc, ou c'est déjà, c'est encore là?
The working fund is 174, and we got the old rescues on it, that's all that's left in it.
Il était tout remboursé en 2022.
Yeah, we're done paying for it.
Fire trucks off that in 2022.
So your working fund is actually your cash in hand? You have money to withdraw from that to do specific projects?
You can borrow from yourself?
Yeah.
C'est votre argent, puis vous pouvez l'emprunter si vous voulez.
Interest-free.
Okay. So why would you borrow $235,000 if you already have some working fund money?
Where?
Do you have any other money anywhere else?
You have those bonds that are there?
You still
have
that $80,000 bond?
Yeah, we don't touch that. We haven't touched that.
Okay.
Well, let's move on. Any other questions? Yes?
Salaries. So I understand it's only a notice of motion, but it's not specific relating to the salary of electric. What is that in reference to?
For elections.
Pardon?
What for where?
C'est le salaire des élus.
Elected officials, you mean?
4E.
The old bylaw had a 2% increase a year. Council, whenever we passed that bylaw, we had said we didn't want 2%. Somehow, it ended up in the bylaw, we voted for it, we removed that. So there's no increases in the new bylaw. Whenever it's deposing there, you can get a copy. There's no increase, and there's going to be no increase. And there's no 2% that's getting taken out. That's the modification that's being done.
So the bylaw giving council 2% annually is being removed.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
It's being corrected because you can't correct these salaries unless you modify the
absolutely,
bylaw.
Absolutely.
You could do in the past.
And like,
we were instructed otherwise, saying that you could just do it by resolution, but that's not the case. It has to be a bylaw. The bylaw has to be modified.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Could I just ask one question?
Yes.
I know you told me to shut up a while ago.
No, I didn't say that, Mr. O'Connor.
How much is the mayor making now? That's public knowledge. And how much is council making?
In total, with expenses and basis, the mayor makes $17,025 a year, and council makes $7,500.
You know, the last year I was here, I was making $6,000.
Well, it's still not very much, but still.
Okay. No, we're still the lowest paid anyway. Yes.
I just have, I wanted to know how many people are now working in the office. Do we have, like, who, do we have a director of public works yet?
No.
Okay. How many people are working in public works now?
There's still the roads crew.
Well, how many people is that?
Four?
Four. I got on my fingers there, but yeah, there's four of them yet.
And then who's Derek Murdoch? Derek Murdoch is going to be what, your maintenance guy?
He's essentially Paul.
Oh, yeah?
When Paul was here, essentially, he was Paul.
I bet you he doesn't deal better. Good dope. And sorry. Everybody used to say he was my drug dealer.
Yeah. And
that's okay. And then what about in the office? You have now DG, an assistant DG, a people's
five.
L'accueil.
We have five people.
Five people in the office?
No, four.
But no.
Oh,
Sandra,
avec respect.
Sylvia, and.
The assistant, the DG, assistant DG, the accountant, the inspector, and the receptionist. That's five.
Do we have an actual accountant, like a CPA? A chartered, like somebody who's designated with a designation?
I have my back.
Well,
no,
she's
got... La comptabilité?
Non, c'est juste une commis comptable.
Ouais. Okay.
Commis comptable.
Okay, no, good to know. Thank you. That's all
and
the questions I have.
And there will soon be a library coordinator.
Yeah, I thought Lise left.
She did. She retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
est-ce que oui, Monsieur Legros, Jean
Legros? Les employés sont payés combien? 21 pièces de l'heure?
Non, enfin, ça fait des années qu'ils sont titres, mais je pense Steve, ça fait 15 ans qu'il est titre. Je pense qu'il y a 27. À gaz, il
mais là, ça c'est, excuse-moi, c'est confidentiel, ça là. Non.
Mais les autres, ils ont moins que 27.
On est la municipalité, les employés sont les moins payés ici à l'eau dans la région. Puis là, je ne compare pas avec Val-des-Vons ou La Pêche, comme Cas, Valon.
Là, vous allez monter à quoi un peu plus, là?
Ben, ouais, vous êtes exactement convaincu.
C'est l'intention, oui.
Steve, c'est le contre même.
OK, là, on va continuer.
One last comment. Sorry, for me, anyway, it's my last comment. I personally think that this is unsustainable going forward. Whatever our good intentions are, it's as a small municipality that's not seeing huge increases in population or in, you know, income or anything like that, revenue streams. I think it's unsustainable going
forward. Okay, is there a question?
I think we should be looking at, and I wonder if council has considered looking at amalgamation. We need to amalgamate and we need to, these small municipalities are not sustainable, and I'm putting that out.
You know,
okay,
you
okay,
know,
now.
The Quebec government's plan is to force us into fusions. You know that.
Limiter
l'étalement urbain and all that. That's what's coming.
I think we need to go there. Why,
okay.
Instead of having them force us, let's do it of our own volition. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's move on.
Thank you.
Là, je continue.
Michelle has a question.
Who? What?
Michelle has a question.
I'm sorry.
4G notice of motion. Delegating to municipal officials the power to authorize expenditures and to sign contracts accordingly and rules for control and budgeting monitoring. I'm just wondering, are you removing some of the responsibilities of the Director General?
No. We're increasing.
We're giving her.
We're increasing some of the.
This is municipal officials, not elected officials.
No. Absolutely not.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And that's not...
Okay, so if there aren't any other questions, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va avancer. Oui, Monsieur Legros.
La pompe qu'ils vont remplacer, là, dans le puits, et puis le vide.
Oui.
C'est quand ça va être fait?
On donne le contrat ce soir.
C'est ça. On donne le contrat ce soir, on passe une résolution ce soir.
Ça, le mix-change-là, va-tu faire, ça va prendre du chlore puis bouillir l'eau pour une couple de semaines en gros, probablement?
Pas s'il n'y a pas de coupure d'eau, mais c'est question de salubrité vu qu'on va manipuler, il est possible. Mais s'il y a un avis d'ébullition, ce qu'on essaie de faire, c'est qu'on émet l'avis d'ébullition. On fait un test d'eau 2 jours après, On a le résultat 4-5 jours plus tard. Ça pourrait essayer de vous tenir au maximum à une dizaine de jours en avis d'ébullition. C'est vraiment préventif parce qu'on va y toucher. Là. Mais quand ils ont fait ici le puits, ils ont désinfecté la tuyauterie avant d'installer. Donc, on prend le maximum de précautions pour pas, mais par mesure préventive.
On est habitué à ça. Ouais.
Désolé.
OK.
Pardon?
Ça va mieux avec
l'idée. C'est un charme, ça rend mal au jeu.
Là,
il y avait une coulisse là-dedans, ça fait 20 ans. Ça.
C'est ça, ça fait 20 ans qu'elle peut ça là-bas.
Bon, c'est beau. On va avancer. Est-ce qu'il n'y a pas d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? Bon, on avance. On continue avec item numéro 3, adoption du procès-verbal de la dernière rencontre.
Je propose.
OK. Joanne Maillé. Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. So that's the, okay. Liste des factures à payer pour le mois de janvier 2023. Le montant et la somme est $176,053.45, ce qui inclut tous les factures et salaires. So for the invoices and salaries for January 2023, the amount is $176,053.45. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillé, Ghislain Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
OK, merci. 4B. Donc, ici, on a adoption du règlement 2023-001 pour fixer les taux de taxes foncières et de tarification pour l'exercice financier et des conditions de perception ainsi que l'imposition de la taxe pour la cueillette des matières résiduelles pour l'année 2023. So, 4B is adoption of the bylaw number 2023-001. To fix the property tax rates and rates for the fiscal year and the conditions for the collection and imposition of the tax for the collection of residual material for the year 2023. Donc,
je propose.
OK, merci, Joanne Maillé. Madame Maillé a proposé. J'ai besoin d'un secondaire. Ou appuyé par?
I'll second it.
Merci. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Non.
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 Oui. Maureen Michael?
Non.
I'm sorry?
No.
Then the motion is doesn't pass.
Correct.
Fait qu'on peut pas taxer les gens. Fait qu'on va reprendre un.
Pardon?
On va reprendre une réunion après la. Il va falloir qu'on parte. Soit qu'on sorte puis qu'on en discute.
Oui, il va falloir. Parce qu'il faut avancer.
Il
va falloir que je suspende la rencontre en ce moment. We'll have to adjourn the meeting right now.
Can we just finish this meeting and then go and do that after?
Well, then we have to come back.
Either way,
but adjourn
out
at the end, Carol.
That's, I know. We could adjourn at the end. That's
what are you for?
So, okay.
Luc, Joanne, puis Ghislain, qui ont proposé, puis secondé.
C'est Joanne et Ghislain qui ont
proposé, secondé.
Le vote,
oui,
là, c'est.
Okay.
Là, c'est quoi le vote? C'est quoi? C'est 3 contre 3? 4
contre
3. 4 contre 3.
C'est qui le grain?
Je comprends pas parce que la majorité, ils ont adopté le budget. Fait que je comprends pas ça.
ça ne tient pas.
Yes, but there's nothing.
I'm not voting until.
Realistically, okay. I'm not going into a debate right now. Okay, we'll just move on. Bon, là, on est rendu à 4C. C'est un avis de motion, règlement 2023-002, décrétant les dépenses en immobilisation et un emprunt de 235 000. C'est juste un avis de motion. So this is a notice of motion for bylaws 2023-002 to decree capital expenditures and a loan of $235,000.
Qui est donné par quel conseiller?
C'est qui va le donner?
C'est ça que je demande. Est-ce que c'est la mairesse qui donne l'avis de motion?
C'est qui veut?
Oh, they talk about me on Facebook
all the time, so you might as well put my name. Okay. What's one more? Donc, c'est Justin Robert qui fait le dépôt avis de motion et le dépôt du règlement. J'arrive. Là, je suis rendue.
J'aimerais voir dans le libellé, Madame la DG, vraiment. Avis de motion et dépôt de règlement, comme il faut vraiment que ça soit écrit que le dépôt, que le règlement est déposé.
La dernière phrase, le projet de règlement est déposé pour faire une séance d'annonce.
Merci.
Donc, la prochaine article 4E, avis de motion, règlement 2023-004 relatif au traitement des élus municipaux. So, 4E, Notice of Motion, Bylaw Number 2023-004, respecting the salaries of elected municipal officials. C'est qui va faire le dépôt?
On a sauté 4D.
Qu'est-ce qu'on a sauté?
4D.
J'ai éteint des séances du conseil.
Okay. Pour la régie interne des séances du conseil, je vais le déposer.
Faut que je le trouve. Une minute.
C'est page 9. Au centre, là, juste en dessous. C'est ça.
Donc, Joanne Meillet a déposé, a fait le dépôt. Elle donne l'avis de motion pour l'adoption. Et puis le dépôt qui suit avec ça. Du règlement. Fait qu'on revient à 4E.
You say that in English, Harold, if people here don't speak French?
So the deposit of the... Oh, goodness gracious. Il y a trop de papier ici, là. Just be patient.
Internal Management of Council, 4D, Notice of Motion, Bylaw 2023-003.
It's a Notice of Motion and Project Deposit.
Okay, one second. It's still not here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Get back to 4E. Done. We just did that.
I can deposit 4E.
Aidez-moi là parce que là je suis
tout seul. 4E, Notice of Motion, Bylaw 2023-004, related to the salary of elected municipal officials.
That's what I was at.
That's what we discussed earlier, that we're removing the 2% per year hike. So the salaries are staying the same with no cost of living increase. That's the only modification, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, 4F. C'est le règlement, l'avis de motion, je l'ai dit tout à l'heure, l'avis de motion règlement 2023-004 relative au traitement des élus municipaux. Donc, c'est la même chose qu'on a parlé tout à l'heure. C'est quand il y a des modifications pour les salaires des élus, il faut que ça soit fait par règlement et non pas juste une résolution. Et puis ici, dans ce cas ici, il n'y a pas d'augmentation pour les élus. Bon, 4F, avis de motion, règlement 2023-005 sur la gestion contractuelle. Donc, c'est qui, quel conseiller ou conseillère qui va faire...
Luc.
Donc, M. Thivierge a fait le dépôt de l'avis de motion, et ce qui aussi inclut le dépôt du règlement, le projet de règlement. C'est ça le mot que je cherchais. Fait que là, on revient à... I'm getting there. I'm trying to find me.
Notice of motion, bylaw 2023-005 on contract management.
That's correct. And Luc Thivierge is the one depositing. And as we mentioned earlier, this is for the staff to be able to properly make the right, the expenses that they need to do in the office. Thank you.
38 on the French one.
Seigneur. Non, attends, ça s'en vient. C'est juste qu'on a trop de... C'est ça, on a trop de pages. Tu as dit 39?
39 en anglais.
En anglais?
38.
On va être mieux... Okay. Fait qu'on est rendu à 4G. Avis de motion, encore, règlement 2023-006, déléguant à des fonctionnaires de la municipalité le pouvoir d'autoriser les dépenses et de passer des contrats en conséquence et règles de contrôle de suivi budgétaire.
Joanne Maillé va déposer.
Merci. This is 4G, notice of motion, bylaw 2023-006, delegating municipal officers the power of... to authorize expenses and to enter into contract accordingly, and rules for budgetary control and monitoring. So, Madame Meillet has deposited that.
Brings us to page 47 in English.
J'arrive. 45?
Oui.
Bon, 4H. Avis de motion au règlement 2023-007 constituant un fonds réservé au financement des dépenses liées à la tenue d'une élection. So, 4H. Notice of motion by law 2023-007 establishing a fund reserved for the financing of expenses related to holding an election. Maureen Rice, elle a déposé. So, Maureen Rice has deposited. Là, on arrive à 4I, location timbreuse 60 mois. So, a stamp machine rental for 60 months.
I propose that.
Oh, Justin Robert et Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Oui.
Yeah, no kidding. 4J, mandat juridique, dossier en arrérage de taxes. Donc, on a une liste de propriétés qui doit être envoyée à l'avocat pour arrérage. So, 4J, legal mandate, tax arrears files. So, that we have a list of files that need to be sent to the lawyer. For tax collection. Donc, Luc Thivierge et Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Like
okay.
A heartbeat.
4 cas, annulation de chèques. Il y a eu des chèques qui ont été, sont encore, c'est ceux-là qui ont été en circulation, madame? Puis ils n'ont jamais...
Ouais, expiré, perdu.
C'est ça. Fait que c'est... So there's a list, cancellation of checks. There's a list of some checks that are still in circulation that either got lost or, and we need to cancel them.
Je vais le proposer. Mais sur la feuille, c'est pas comme fait comme une résolution,
non,
là, mais c'est correct.
Oublié.
OK. Fait que je vais le proposer.
Secondé.
Luc Thivierge. Donc, Joanne Meillet, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
OK.
Madame la DG, est-ce que j'ai le droit de parler de l'annuler quand même que je t'ai inclus dans cette liste-là?
On annule le chèque. C'est pas tant un intérêt.
OK. Ça fait que j'ai
pas besoin
d'abstention. 4. L. Bâtiments patrimoniaux dans un plan d'implantation et d'intégration architecturale, ministère de la Culture et des Communications Assurances. Donc, cette résolution-là, c'est pour supporter. C'est quelle municipalité ça, qui a apporté ça?
C'est Mascoutin.
C'est ça, Mascoutin. Et puis, c'est parce qu'ils demandent le support des autres municipalités pour envoyer cette résolution-là pour aider les gens qui ont des maisons ou des bâtiments qui sont patrimoniaux pour aider à avoir le montant d'assurance diminué parce que ça a l'air que...
C'est plus assurable.
Les gens ne peuvent pas. Ils n'ont pas les moyens. So, this is 4L is Heritage Buildings in the Site Planning and Architectural Integration Plan. It's the Ministère de la Culture et des Communications, Assurance. And what it is the MRC de Mascoutin has asked for support in regards to heritage homes. At this time are very hard to insure because of being heritage, and they're asking the government to please have the insurance companies bring their amounts down.
So we're supporting them with it.
Yes.
Je propose.
My second.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Okay. Donc, 4M, demande au ministère de la Santé et Sécurité sociale ressources allouées à la couverture préhospitalière en Outaouais. 4M is a request to the Ministry of Health and Social Services, resources allocated to pre-hospital coverage in the Outaouais.
I'll propose it.
Thank you. Maureen Rice et Luc Thivierge. 4N, c'est fin de la période de probation directrice générale et greffière trésorière. 4N is end of probationary period for the director general and treasury clerk.
I propose it.
We have a lot of voices here tonight.
Thank you for staying with us, Sandra. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you for everything you do.
So who, okay, I go back to...
And Maureen McAvoy.
Okay, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Okay, so now we're into public works.
Security, Carol?
Security, sorry. Embauche, so 5-8, you want to do the report first?
The report?
Sure.
So I have the chief's report for January. This month, we did have a fire committee meeting. We also have one new firefighter joining. Courses will be starting soon, and they will be reimbursed by public security. On the call side, we had 8 calls. 6-7 medical calls, and...
6 medical calls, 4 fire calls.
Yeah, that's what I got, a total of 10. Is there anybody that wants me to do it in French? Everybody's okay. That's all I have for Michelle.
Okay, thank you very much, Maureen. 4A, embauche pompier volontaire, Madame Valérie Lemieux. So we have a new hire for a volunteer firefighter, Mrs. Valérie Lemieux. Je peux donner un proposeur?
I will.
Cool.
I'll second it.
Justin Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Je vais m'abstenir.
Sais-tu pourquoi?
excusez de parenté.
Ah, OK, excuse-moi. Tu aurais dû me le dire avant.
Bienvenue à bord.
Oui. 5B, demande à la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau pour sauvetage en route. 5B, request for the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau for off-road rescue.
I'll propose it.
I'll second.
Chelet Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui, je suis d'accord, mais tant aussi longtemps qu'on l'assure qu'on va être capable de avoir encore la réponse nécessaire.
Ici.
Ici,
oui.
dans notre propre municipalité.
Je ne comprends pas.
C'est parce que s'ils vont dans une autre municipalité pour répondre avec les véhicules,
oui.
Si on a un feu, on a quand même une responsabilité dans notre propre municipalité.
Ben oui, oui, oui.
Je veux faire sûr que ça soit bien compris.
5C, achat caméra thermique. 5C is purchase of thermal camera. So... OK. C'est une caméra à la valeur de 10 370 plus taxes. Donc, Justin Robert et Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Tu ne l'as pas dit en anglais, mais
c'était
au budget, là. C'était déjà budgété,
oh,
ce
budget-là. So, it is a thermal camera in the amount of $10,370 plus taxes. OK. Ça, c'est 5C. Bon, là, on arrive à travaux publics.
Ouais.
6A, permanence de Derek Murdoch, proposé entretien général. So, 6A, permanency of Derek Murdoch, general maintenance worker. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second.
Been doing very good, yeah. Sandra. Not a whole lot to say, he's been doing a good job.
OK, là, il y a une deuxième période de questions. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Are there any questions in the second period? And only.
Can you ask a road question?
Yes, sir.
Certainly.
Peter Salisbury?
Yes.
Josh Dusen was the mayor here 40 years ago. He said the ditch on O'Sullivan Road was in the middle of the road. It hasn't changed. When you're walking down the road in the springtime or when it's wet, you sink 3 inches. Are you going to do any work in the road?
Well, it's got to be part of the planning stage, and I think our dead...
40 years?
Well, but you pointed it out, so, you know, I mean, if nobody is there...
Well, you have road workers. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they see it?
Whereabouts is that?
O'Sullivan.
Yes, I know it's on O'Sullivan, but where...
The whole road.
The whole road?
Yeah. We've done very little work in there in the last few years. The only work we did was that culvert.
You did the culvert on the and the west side of the
and a little bit of ditching, but that's about it. Sandra, can we talk to Stephen in the springtime to look at that? A bit of ditching and some gravel there, Peter, probably make a big difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need something. It's pretty hard in the brakes.
Yeah.
Up the car, is it?
Ben, c'est parce que à partir, mettons, du chemin Carl jusque sur le top de la côte, où c'est Peter il reste. C'est mou, là, puis il n'y a pas de drainage, puis le chemin se lave. Puis le vieux fossé du chemin, il a milieu du chemin. Fait qu'au printemps, la glaise, elle monte, le chemin devient presque pas caressable.
C'est juste qu'il y a deux champs sur chaque bord du chemin, puis ils sont tous au même niveau que le chemin. Fait qu'il n'y a pas de drainage, il n'y a rien.
Drainage, peut-être rentrer du matériel pour laver le chemin.
Would you be available to show them where it is real bad, though, if somebody went up? So we just get them, give you a call.
That's the road at my place. Because the water takes the road right out.
Right in the corner of your place, they have washed out everything.
Yeah.
The other side of the hill, Joe's.
Yeah. But that flat area from Carroll's into towards your place. Like I just said, the road and the two fields are all at the same level. There's no ditching, there's nothing.
On the north side,
mm-hmm.
It's lower there.
Yeah.
You can ditch it that way. You have to move the thing.
But you need something. Done.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Norbert grade wires is the same thing. It's a real mess in the spring.
Oh.
Grade wires is that yellow beach and there's no gravel there at all.
Yeah.
It's really bad in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the that curve there?
Well, no, just
pass. Up. No, I know.
Sandra, you can tell Steve that he can get a hold of Mr. Salisbury.
I have his phone number, so I'll give him a call.
If there are no other questions, we'll move forward. S'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va avancer. C'est correct? Fait que là, on est rendu à Hygiène du milieu. Engagement d'appui financier, village des aînés de la vallée de Gatineau. Hygiène du milieu. OK. Commitment to financial support, village des aînés de la vallée de Gatineau. So what this is... our municipality, we want to commit to support the seniors' village apartments in CAS, but which for us it's conditional. So far, we know that there's three people that applied that are from Lowe. So our portion is we're committing $2,000 for each apartment per year. For 4 years, once the section two has been started, the construction. So it's not part of our budget this year, but it will most likely be next year, depending when the construction starts. Donc ici c'est pour qu'on peut on met des sous de côté. On s'engage à $2,000 par année pour. Mais ici ça dit quatre. On avait dit trois, hein?
Non, on avait dit,
en dernier,
on avait dit quatre.
OK, fait qu'on dit quatre, là, quatre appartements pour les aînés. Et puis, c'est conditionnel que la construction de la phase 2 soit commencée. Fait qu'on s'attend pas vraiment que ça commence cette année, mais...
It's $2,000
per apartment. C'est ça. Well, it's... OK, no. Just...
We're offering three, so I'm not sure we can...
No, but we agree at four.
We may see...
But in the resolution it says...
Can I just... There's two different numbers here. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, it says three dwellings for 4 years.
It says in French, attendu que le coût annuel par logement sera 2000 par année pour quatre... Oh, c'est quatre ans.
Pour
ces trois logés. C'est ça. I was right.
But it's not three units. It was four units.
Yeah, there was four units.
Well, it's because they were offering three.
They were offering four for us and Aileen Keywood.
Yes. Four?
Four for us and Aileen Keywood.
Aileen Keywood.
So do you want to go with four?
So
I mean, no, you want four in the resolution.
Leave one for Aileen Keywood.
I'm sorry?
It's four.
They were
for
offering
the
us
the two municipalities. So if we take three.
I would take the four myself, think of our people.
I'm fine with that.
Let's say four.
I'm fine with four.
Come.
Well, that's
just three, then it is what it is.
No, I'm fine with four. I think it should be four.
Fait qu'un maximum de quatre logements?
What?
I second it.
Okay, so who proposed?
I'll propose it.
And supported?
I did, slanted, whoever.
Maureen Rice. Donc, Maureen McAvoy, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
I'll change this to four dwellings. Okay. So, 8D. 8. Okay. 8D, c'est remplacement de pompe aqueduc à l'eau. 8B is low aqueduct pump replacement. So for an amount of $12,350 plus taxes. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Justin Robert. Fait donc Luc Tivierge et Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Okay, so 8C. 8C, remplacement pompe aqueduc Filleville. Okay. C'est beau. C'est un montant de 650 plus taxes. Donc, Justin Robert et Luc Divierge. Everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Là, on ajoute, ça c'est notre ajout à notre ordre du jour, c'est 9D, excusez, 8D, Brie Aqueduc à Venosta. C'est pour couvrir des dépenses pour les réparations qui ont eu lieu aujourd'hui.
I'll propose it.
8D is the Venosta Aqueduct repairs. So we're proposing to put money aside, $10,000, to cover the repairs of today.
I'll second it.
Donc, Maureen Rice et Joanne Meillet. C'est beau? Tout le monde est d'accord? Are we in agreement?
Yes.
OK. Là, on arrive à 9. Urbanisme. Donc, c'est nomination des membres du comité consultatif d'urbanisme, le CCU.
Et ça, ça avait été fait en novembre l'année en novembre 2021. On n'était pas dû pour les renouveler.
J'ai essayé de chercher jusqu'en 2016. On n'a trouvé aucune résolution pour les membres du CCU, donc on les nomme. Dans la résolution, quand vous avez été élu en 2021, c'est le comité d'urbanisme. C'est pas écrit le CCU.
Il y avait les membres du comité du CCU qui a été renouvelé. J'ai même envoyé la résolution. Je vous ai envoyé la résolution. Ça a été fait en octobre avant les élections. Je vais vous le retourner, là. C'est rien que c'est pas encore prêt à renouveler parce qu'ils sont bons pour 2 ans.
Fait que c'est fait qu'on fait avec...
On va le remettre à une réunion ultérieure.
Êtes-vous d'accord qu'on le remet à une, qu'on va dire, la rencontre de mars?
Dans la rencontre de mars, si c'est une obligation. Là.
OK.
Parce qu'ils sont déjà nommés avec résolution. Ils sont déjà officiellement...
OK, on a pris note de ça.
Là, c'est urbanisme, fait que je peux parler des permis. Pour le mois de janvier, il y a eu un total de 3 permis et 2 demandes de lotissement pour une valeur estimée de 5 000 $. Pour un revenu de 250 $. So there was 3 permits issued and 2 lotissements, je ne sais pas comment dire ça en anglais.
Subdivision.
Research. The estimated value of the work, it's $5,000 and it brought in as revenue $250.
Deux permis, deux demandes de lotissement, c'est des bonnes nouvelles,
ça? Oui.
Dans un mois.
Juste pour le mois de janvier, fait qu'en ce moment, le total de l'année est le même. Right now, since it was done on the 1st of February, the total amount of permits that were issued was the same as January.
OK.
Ah oui, parce que c'est du 31 janvier puis du 1er février, donc c'est une journée de différence.
Oui. OK, loisirs, culture et communication. Madame McAvoy, est-ce que vous avez un rapport? Ou?
A very brief report. The first annual winter festival at the arena was a resounding success. The weather was perfect. We served 85 spaghetti dinners. Lots of hot chocolate and sliding fun outside. It'll be even better next year. And we are soon, the library continues to be run by volunteers, but we will soon be engaging a library coordinator to lead us into the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Je peux le répéter en français, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Le festival d'hiver à l'Arena a été un succès fou. Très belle journée. 6 parties de hockey, un peu de curling et des enfants avec de peinture de visage aussi. C'était vraiment bien. Et on va très prochainement pouvoir revivifier la bibliothèque avec une nouvelle employée. Pour compléter les efforts des bénévoles.
Bon, merci
no
beaucoup.
There's no activity that's coming up?
Not on my radar.
Okay.
Well, it'll be the hockey tournament at the end of the year, but I don't think that's...
That's in April, that's not, isn't it?
Yeah, that's yeah. March or...
March, April?
March, I think. Usually? Well, I don't know where the end of the year is.
Yeah, or the season.
The end of the curling season is in 2 weeks.
It's crazy.
Skills competition.
Donc, si on n'a pas d'autres, il n'y a rien d'autre sur l'agenda en ce moment, fait qu'on peut fermer la rencontre. Maintenant, we could adjourn. Before we close, we'll adjourn for about...
We're not closing.
No, I said before we close, we'll adjourn for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Well, it depends. It's taxing.
Pardon
so
me?
It depends on how long the discussion will take.
OK. C'est bon. Je vais mettre ça.
Sur pause.